you, me, Randy, and Holly Lynn.
Yeah.
And that still wasn't working, and so then I just tried with the file.
That worked.
Felicity, do you see the Excel file I'm talking about? It's called Reasoning Code Check.
Yes.
It should be in the cause cluster.
But it still says I need permission to access this form, this item, even though... That's crazy.
That is. I know, like... I do not understand this.
I just requested to see... to view it, so I don't know if that goes to you, Hurler, or if that gets sent to somebody else.
I'm going to assume that goes to me. I haven't gotten anything. Oh, that may... Did you request to see the cause cluster or request to see the Excel file?
Whatever popped up when I clicked on the thing.
Because if it was the Excel file, it will probably go to Holly... Or, I'm sorry, if it was the cluster itself, the collection itself, it'll probably go to Holly Lynn.
Yeah.
Felicity, you still don't see the Excel sheet?
Or
it still won't give you permission?
Sure. I'm looking at the sharing settings for the cause cluster folder. And it looks like we're all in there, even though we're not all... There's the word more, and I think we're there under more. And it also thinks you're the owner.
It says that I'm the owner of the collection?
Maybe that's for the particular file. That would make sense.
Yeah, I should be the owner for that. All right, Felicity,
yeah.
I tried adding you individually, so hopefully you'll have access now. Does anyone have access to the spreadsheet?
No.
Nope.
Okay.
Just want to attach it to an email?
Yep, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to... Oh, darn. When I close down the internet, I close down my email, too. Whoops. Technology has not been my friend today. I was trying to upload stuff into Dropbox before, which is another way you can share stuff, which actually works better than Google Docs thus far. But for some reason, it wouldn't let me upload multiple items, and every time I would click, like, upload, it would freeze, so I'd have to find another way to work around, and it took me, like, 6 tries to try and upload 3 files, which is very annoying. All right, I'm going to find an old email that has... Hopefully everyone on it. All right, that looks like everyone. So the email I have has Jackie's NKU address, Tara's SUNY ACC address, Lee's Capital, Felicity, it has you at mayo.edu. Is that the one you want me to send it to, or do you prefer?
No. Felicity.enders@gmail.com.
Okay, I will update yours at least. And I don't need to email myself. All right, and... I'll get it all there eventually. Felicity.enders, right, at Gmail?
Yep.
I'm getting there. Slowly but steadily, I'll get it all in. And this is an XLX file. Excel, it's the new Excel, so hopefully everyone has the new Word by this, or the new Office by this point. All right. just clicked send.
You mean 2007, not 2010, right?
Yes, it's XLSX is the extension.
Okay, I was making sure, because I don't have 2010.
No, this should be 07, I think. Because I think that's when the switch, it's whenever the file extension, when the switch occurred. Have they changed it again? Because
mm-hmm.
that would be really annoying. I mean, actually changed the extension.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't seen anything out of 2010 yet. We're getting it this summer at work. I can open it.
All right, did everyone else get that?
Yep.
Got it? I think I'm in. Yes, I'm in.
Jackie?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, what you can see here should hopefully be self-explanatory. The column that's valid is whether the student indicated, whether the student said yes or no, is this valid? Question is the type of question they got, good sampling, no problem, good sampling, problem, and so on. And then our reasoning codes, and I have highlighted in yellow the codes where we disagree, highlighting in some case just when a particular code kind of sticks out, so if at least two people gave one code, I did almost a majority rules thing. And then there were some cases where two of us thought one thing and two of us thought another, so that's kind of the whole row is highlighted. So you can see it's kind of mixed agreement. I mean, very rarely did we give four different codes, which is a good thing, but there are many places where we did not all four give the same code. In fact, there's more places where at least one of us disagreed than where all four of us agreed. So we obviously need to talk about these things. And I think getting this straightened at this point is more important than thinking about the lit review, because I really don't think we can move forward on coding anything else until we've come to at least slightly better agreement on these. What does everyone think about that?
I agree with that.
Okay. So my idea was basically just to go through the list case by case and talk about them, and hopefully we can come to some sort of consensus and start to identify as we go through common reasoning patterns as well, so that they're not all kind of idiosyncratic decisions, that we're coming up with some guidelines that we can apply to other places.
I'm sorry, Harley, can I just ask a quick question?
Yes.
What were the little stars?
Okay, so the little stars were the ones where I was torn between correct and incorrect. So I kind of, I picked the one that I thought was most likely, but then I flagged it for myself.
Oh, okay.
so that if there was disagreement, we could talk about it.
Okay.
Because sometimes correct and incorrect, there's kind of shades of gray. You know, it's kind of somewhere in between. It's a little bit correct and it's a little bit incorrect all at once. So we can talk about those as we go through.
Okay.
And I would hope that whoever, either the synthesizer or the recorder is, whoever's getting the recording this call, when we're done discussing, can kind of try and go through and make a master list of some of the decisions we made. Does that seem reasonable?
Yeah.
So that we all have a written record of it, because we will. That's the type of thing that we'll need for ourselves, and we may even need for documentation when we go to turn this into a paper, at least to have in case reviewers ask about it. So the first case is Sean Baker. And two of us put that we saw, all of us at least said mixed, which is good. Two of us thought that he was mixed correct. I don't know. Tara didn't pick correct or incorrect, and then that's one where I had flagged it as I wasn't really sure. So there might be two of us that think it's mixed but aren't sure that he's right or wrong, and then one vote for correct and one vote for incorrect.
Yeah, if I couldn't decide, I just didn't put anything. I figured I would just go with what the majority felt.
Yeah, so I guess that's one where I should start. I should highlight it all the way across, maybe, because I think we kind of all had some differences there.
Is this the one I couldn't read?
Probably.
Yeah. I couldn't read half of what he wrote.
Yes, there were a few like that. Does anyone want to start? So when I tried to identify something as mixed, I at least tried to flag in the answer what I thought was contextual and what I thought was statistical. So just for a starting place, I can share my thoughts on that, and then other people can chime in on what they thought. So the part that I flagged as contextual is it starts a little bit more than halfway through his answer. He says something about, the larger bags could be just because people have more room. So it was kind of like he was implying they're not necessarily heavier. People may just want not to crowd their stuff. So he really seemed to be thinking about the context of people bringing larger bags onto a plane and how that could relate to the weight or maybe not affect the weight. And then the part that I flagged as statistical, it was actually – he said something about it would help if we knew the standard deviation to help make the decision. So he was starting to think, my guess would be in terms of some sort of like hypothesis testing or something along those lines. So the fact that he was bringing up standard deviation, I took that as some sort of statistical reasoning. And even though it didn't address the sampling issue, I thought that was statistical. He also mentioned a little bit earlier on in the statistical part that they have a big sample from across the country, which does kind of get at the idea, a little bit of the representation. So the way I considered it was that he had some conception of the idea that how we selected people was important, which is why I ultimately decided to give him a correct. But then I felt like he was kind of lacking really in how he carried that out. And he also had some, I think the standard deviation information is kind of irrelevant to the selection. So that's why I put him as a mixed reasoning correct, but kind of flagged it in that I wasn't too married to the correct idea. If someone wanted to try and convince me this was incorrect, I'd seriously consider that too. So that was my thought on this answer.
A couple quick thoughts, just taking a step back before you keep going with the discussion.
Mm-hmm.
First, what are your next steps? Like, are you thinking to talk about maybe the first couple about how all of you coded them and then go back and recode them and hope for higher agreement? Are you thinking maybe you might want to expand the number of categories? I guess the only thing I would suggest avoiding is going through all of these and not giving yourselves the opportunity to recode them after discussion.
Right.
Well, could we go through all these and then code another set?
Yes.
Because we have a lot of more sets. This was just one of Jackie's classes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that sounds like a good idea. So try and come to some agreement on these, and maybe we can pick some of these. Maybe we don't have to go through each and every one. But then once we come to agreement, and that might include expanding the categories as we're discussing things, and then trying our new system again on a different set and hoping for higher agreement.
Yeah, now I was just throwing that out there, but as you were coding, did you feel like having other categories might be helpful?
Well,
Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I'd say, this is Jackie. I sent an email to just her because I was having a hard time with the whole context thing last time we talked. And I had sent an email to her that I kind of felt like maybe we should have like that opinionated more category. I didn't find it with the specific group of students because that's why I think I was having a harder time with the context-driven ones. Because to me there's a difference just bringing in context versus it being more of an opinion. So that was kind of one thing that, even though it didn't show up in this particular data set, that I was sort of wanting to distinguish between for myself.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think for me, like I said, the thing that I struggled with was kind of the correct-incorrect divide, where I thought there were some that kind of fell between, almost like we could maybe use a third level of that.
Partially correct.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Although at some point you kind of just become splitting hairs, and so at some point you just need to make a decision and put it somewhere. So I don't know if a third category would really serve us well, or if we kind of can come to some identifying characteristics where we say, you know, this type of answer, this is the part that we think is important, and we're going to grade that accordingly, you know. So I wasn't sure.
For a particular type of question, you want to come up with what components are needed to make it correct, or add a middle partial category, or even make it like a 5-point Likert scale, or maybe even 4 points. But that's more of the splitting hairs level. And it would probably be better to say what criteria you want to have in there.
Right. Yeah, and I imagine the more categories we have, the more likely we will be to disagree among them.
Yes and no. I mean, depending on how you each interpret the word correct, it can have many more meanings, whereas, you know, included standard deviation in discussion is much more specific.
Right. Did anyone else think of other codes as they were going through that they thought would be useful?
I thought that our expanded codes helped a lot, but like you were saying, the only ones I had problems with were half their answer was correct and half their answer seemed to be wrong, or where there was one sentence that made it wrong.
Right. Yeah. So do we maybe want to try a partially category?
I guess you'd say when I was doing my interpretation, I kind of looked at it from our other one where it says, like, you know, majority of the answer is statistical, the majority of the answer is contextual. So I thought if the majority of the answer was correct, I went correct. So there's like one little thing that was technically right, I still wasn't right. I was like, that's not a big enough deal for me to classify it that way.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's why I ended up not doing that many mixed reasonings. I tried to, but I tend to, if it was mostly statistical, then I went with statistical. If it was mostly context, I went with context.
Well, I think then a little bit more discussion will kind of help shed more light on these issues. I would kind of vote for returning back to the Sean Baker case or picking one of the other cases to look at in detail if there's one that strikes you as more interesting to discuss and debate and try and come to some agreement on.
Well, is there one where we're just all completely different?
There is one where the closest we come to all completely different is Taylor Pullman. Tara had a split decision, and then the rest of us all had something different. And so it kind of depends on where Tara falls on her decision, whether we're all four of us are different or two of us agree and then the other two say something else.
All right. I don't know. Maybe we can glean something from that. Kind of just what we all were thinking. Because you and I went opposite, you know. Opposite ends of the spectrum there. I went statistical, you went contextual, and then...
Yeah.
Jackie and Tara went mixed.
Yeah.
Does anybody know what page this one's on?
It's page 13.
Page 13, okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I should have scanned them alphabetically if I would have been thinking.
Yes. I printed them and alphabetized them because I don't like looking at I don't like reading PDFs on a computer screen.
I just didn't see. When we said we were looking for statistical, we said we were looking for something about the sample. And he was talking on and on about how the average weight was 35 pounds, which was less than the max weight, but we didn't really know how much weight was carried on the plane. That's why I was kind of mixed in my own mind, because it wasn't really what we were looking for.
Yeah, and I guess why I said statistics. I think maybe just because he did talk about the sample was chosen from two American Airlines, so he did reference the sample. But then, yeah, it goes on about the average weight, trying to figure out how the average weight was arrived at.
Yeah. One of the things I flagged in this answer was he kept saying, when he said there's no way of knowing how much weight was carried on each plane, and I initially flagged that as contextual because I felt like he was really focusing in on the plane aspect of it. But then, actually, when I went back, I'm noticing I made some later notes on this, and when I went back, I actually noticed a pattern. A couple other people did this, too, where it was almost like they were discussing the limitations of averages. Like, you can get an average weight, but then you don't know what any individual value is going to be. And so I guess that, I'm thinking in hindsight, would be more statistical. I would mark it as incorrect because it doesn't have bearing on the problem here. But I guess that would be considered statistical. So now I have to decide if the contextual part is still relevant and it should be mixed or if it should just be an F.
So you're leaning more toward Lee?
Yeah, it is really sort of I think, yeah, I would lean more toward a contextual or a mixed at this point.
And when I was reading hers, I did kind of feel it was mixed. I kind of liked, you were just talking about, you know, the sample was only chosen from two American Airlines flights. So she is kind of addressing the fact that there is only the two is sort of an issue. But then we started talking a lot more about planes and specifically their weight. That's kind of where I was getting more of the contextual-driven part.
Yeah.
So that's kind of why I flagged it as mixed.
Yeah, pretty much anyone that seemed to sort of limit it to just that plane. Sorry. I flagged as contextual. I don't know if that made sense. I'm sorry. Never mind.
I certainly could go. I mean, like I said, I was kind of torn. But for me, if it wasn't about what we were looking for from a statistics point of view, I didn't just go back and count it, like what you were saying, Roma, where she was looking at the limitations of the averages. I didn't think in terms of that.
Well, I think I don't know, I think if we were to see, I did notice that in a few other answers, and so I would think it would, I mean, it's still in some sense a statistical reasoning. It's not a correct statistical reasoning, and maybe it really does kind of straddle the line where she's saying, you know, you could have, we said the average is under 35, but you could have one plane that carried more, and you could have one plane that carried less, so... She is thinking about the context of the conclusion. I mean, it is, when they're thinking about the average that way, I think that is statistical. It's not, it doesn't address the selection, which is what we wanted them to think about, so it's incorrect. That part I feel comfortable with. I guess now what I'm more unsure about is how much of this really is context and how much of this is thinking about it, just in terms of averages. So I guess, I mean, my initial thought was contextual. Now I'm thinking statistical, so mixed would seem reasonable in that sense. Is that a cop-out? So I think if I were to go back and reclassify this, I would probably say mixed incorrect. Lee, what do you think on this one?
I think I'm, it's more mixed at this point. I'm still good on the incorrect.
We all agree it's an I.
Yeah. They're talking about the sample, and so I would still give it a mix, I think.
Okay.
So are we all in a mixed incorrect for that one?
I think so.
All right.
So what I took out of that as sort of a general classification was if they're bringing up things that are statistical, even if they're not dealing with selection, if it is something statistical like mean, and there were a couple people that mentioned standard deviation. So even though those are off the mark, they're still statistical. The other thing I'm taking away as that we picked up as context in this is focusing on the idea of the plane. This person tended to talk about the plane a lot, which I think is where we were getting the context. So does that seem as like reasonable as general conclusions we could take away from this problem? So if there's anything about statistics, it at least gets the S. And then if there's a focus on the idea of the plane, that gets a C. Where if they have both, then it becomes an M. Does that make sense?
I think so.
It doesn't just have to be a focus on the idea of the plane for a C, though, because there was that other one where she was talking about how people were going to pack or something.
Right. I saw that a lot, too. I'm just thinking of, you know, if we see this again where there is a focus on the plane, that would be considered a C. There are definitely other things that could also be considered a C, but this particular one would be.
Would it make sense to score these instead of statistical or conceptual, to score them with a yes, no for statistical and a yes, no for conceptual? Would that be helpful or would it just get in the way?
I think keeping our I think keeping our final analysis in mind that the instead of doing a yes and a yes, keeping the mixed category would be helpful for a final analysis anyway.
Okay.
I don't know about intermediate work though.
Well, I kind of feel like we actually have all those because, you know, a yes, yes for us would be a mixed. the yes no's would be our statistical and our contextual, and then our no no would be our W's.
Yeah.
So I think we kind of already have those built in.
Yeah.
Possibly. At least that's how I'm thinking of it. I don't know if everyone else believes that exact same thing I did, but.
Another one that I would vote we look at is Bradley Clement. Two of us fly, we all agree that he was correct, but two of us flagged him as statistical and two of us flagged him as mixed. So maybe we could kind of hash out, for those of us that said mixed, we could hash out what we thought was a contextual part of his answer.
He's on page 17.
So I remember his was big and I had to write his name at the bottom.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think he might have been one of the ones where it was mostly statistics, and I sort of rounded up.
Yeah. I thought his two...
parentheses.
Yeah. I thought his two points were actually very similar here. It seemed like in each one he was just kind of identifying different possible sources of bias in the data. Each one definitely pointed back to the idea of the selection. And the reason I saw, or the part of his answer that I did think was contextual, were that his parts in the parentheses, at least for number one. You know, he's talking about how tourists would pack differently, which is actually the bias we were kind of thinking about in this. So that I took as contextual because he was thinking about the actual context of how this particular group that we selected, how would their luggage be different from the rest of the country. So that's why I saw at least some contextual thing in there. So I guess then that it would, well, Jackie, I think you were the other one who put mixed. Is that what you were thinking too, or were you? Was there some other part that you identified as contextual in this?
Well, and honestly, I think this was one that the first time I classified, I think I completely classified it statistical, and after our last phone conversation, that I was putting things not as mixed as the rest of you all were, I think. So I was thinking, okay, if they address it all, because even though this is, in a sense, what, and this is strange because this is actually a different student, this is actually one of the answers that I thought was the best answers to the question, to be perfectly honest. So I actually liked that he addressed the context. And
yeah.
So...
And I think in the bad sampling problem, you would want to consider context because bias is contextual. But you need to also recognize the sampling issue as well. So I think to me then, you know, I don't think them including context would make things incorrect. And, you know, we all did agree that he had the right idea here. I guess the question is, like Lee said, so she saw this as majority statistical. So does what he have kind of written?
Yeah, and I can kind of see the argument, but I guess in my mind, he put it in parentheses. I know that sounds really stupid to say, but it's like he was just trying to explain himself a little bit more.
Right.
So my question to myself is, if those parentheses weren't there, how would I classify them? I probably would have classified it solely statistical.
Probably.
By the way, hello, Holly Lynn's here.
Hi, Holly Lynn.
Hello, hey. Sorry I'm late.
That's okay.
So part of me is probably actually mixed on that this one should be mixed.
So you're leaning more towards statistical.
But see, this is again where I have that harder line. So like in my mind, I want them to say that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, why is that a bad thing? And they're explaining it. And
I don't think it's a bad thing. I think we just have to decide, is that enough evidence of context to give it a mixed? Or should this just be a purely statistical one?
asking me, like, you know, comparing this to Deb Hills, and Deb Hills is one that, you know, only has something about packing lighter for warmer climates.
Right.
I mean, that one's obviously trying to explain, but doesn't do a good enough job of explaining. I mean, she kind of has the idea, but doesn't actually address it in as much detail.
Right.
But this one, he's pretty much relying on statistical... I have to be honest, this is where I struggle a little bit, because I feel like, again, like we kind of said, you know, the context should be there a little bit, but it's not. I don't know if it's enough to consider it to be contextual.
Tara, what was your reason for classifying this as purely statistical?
I went with majority, although, again, I had it classified as purely statistical before last call. And
right.
Then when I went back through, I tried to change some based on our discussion. And based on our discussion from last call, I should have changed it to mixed. I just, when I read through it, I completely overlooked the stuff in the parentheses. But based on what we talked about our last call, I should have changed mine to mixed correct as well. I guess it just didn't stand out when I read through it. It was like, yeah, it was in parentheses. Like Jackie said, he's just kind of clarifying, and it's what I would expect to see on my students' papers.
Yeah. So it seems like this is bringing up an operational problem in the definitions of statistical and contextual. There's that idea of most, which is, I guess, vague. It's somewhat poorly defined. So do we... I think we need to decide if there is anything, any element of statistical and any element of contextual in an answer. Does it automatically get an M, or do we try and better define most?
I say we better define most.
So in this case, I think since it's kind of, you know, half a sentence here out of a multi-sentence paragraph, I guess I would go majority statistical then. Whereas I think the way I was, because I actually, you know, flagged things and marked them as context. And so I think what I was doing was if I saw anything that was contextual and also anything that was statistical, then I was giving it an M. I wasn't thinking in terms of most. I was just seeing, is it there at all?
Well, real quickly, for those of you that are looking on the online PDF, Rachel Dugan, does it look like another one that most of us classified as the mixed contextual? Which is, or sorry, mixed correct, that we would probably be doing for Brad if we did it. And when you compare those answers, I think they're so totally different. And so for my mind, even almost classifying them in the same boat kind of seems strange.
Yes, and so the way I classified Rachel Dugan's, it was, again, you know, there was one word in it that I saw that related to statistical ideas. She explicitly said sampling, so she explicitly understood the idea of sampling. So I was, again, voting, or I made my classification based on, was there anything there that I saw that was statistical, not a majority. Whereas I think here, if you're thinking in terms of majority, I would have given this a contextual.
This is kind of why I was talking about two separate variables, because you could have a Likert scale for each one. But
without
if you can't agree on what the different criteria are, or whether it has to be most or any, then this would be simpler.
Maybe the problem is we're thinking in terms of how we would grade in the classroom and not in terms of how we would classify for a research question.
That's a very insightful comment.
How do we deal with that, though? I mean, that probably is a second-hand, a second nature for a lot of us, I would imagine. So what do we do instead? Or how do we try and work on the classification system to...
Okay, so I've totally been out of it because I wasn't here the first 40 minutes, but from what I've picked up on, you're trying to code with only three categories, statistical, contextual, and mixed?
No.
No.
We have statistical correct, statistical incorrect, mixed correct, mixed incorrect, contextual, and wildcard. And I think Jackie added an opinion, right?
The way I made the decision, though, was kind of, I almost see the incorrect and the correct as like subcategories, so kind of the big decision is it mixed, is it statistical, contextual, or mixed? And then is it correct or incorrect? The only one that didn't get a subcategory for correct or incorrect was purely contextual.
And I mean, so are you, based on the categories that you had described earlier, are you saying that it's not possible for somebody to get it correct if they used only contextual thinking?
I think that's going to have to depend on how we ultimately decide contextual thinking. So we debate, is it most of the answer has to be contextual for it to get a contextual rating, or if they have any little thing that's statistical, is it a mixed rating? And right now, I guess the way we have it, because we didn't subclassify those, it would kind of imply that if they were purely contextual, they wouldn't have got it right. Because in my mind, then, they're not addressing the selection aspect, which was the key component to it being right. But if we go with a majority approach, then, you know, I consider, like Rachel Dugan's answer, I consider to be correct, but she is majority contextual. And I think for the most part, we all agree that she had a good answer. She addressed the selection in that she found the relevant source of bias. She knew the people we were choosing would be different somehow. So I think she did get the big picture idea here. The question is, did she mention enough of the statistical aspect to earn a mixed rating, or is she really on the contextual side? This is turning out to be very difficult. I think one way we could figure this out is to decide, do we want to just do with most, or do we want to go with most, or do we want to look for any evidence? And I think Jackie before suggested we try and work with most and just, you know, define that better. What do other people think on that?
I'm fine with that.
So I'd like to go back to the suggestion that I think I heard Felicity making of the idea that when someone is answering these questions, we want them to be considering the statistical ideas. And there's some particular statistical ideas that you're thinking of that you want them to be using. And we want them to be considering, considering the context in a useful way and not being swayed by any biases they might have towards the context.
Yeah.
So it may be that it's not exactly a Likert scale, but it's sort of like that. But I think in some of your readings, gosh, probably a year ago now, you had read some stuff where folks were using kind of categories that were adapted from the Solow taxonomy, where you're thinking about different categories of responses, and you know, ranging from kind of unidimensional, where they're considering one aspect of the construct that you're thinking about, to kind of relational, extended abstract, where on the upper end they're really kind of using the ideas in very related ways. And so those can give you scales within whatever things that you care about in your coding.
Yeah.
So it's trying to come up with a scoring rubric. I mean, that's really kind of based from the literature that you've read. And I think that you guys have your first attempt at it, but I think now you're hitting this wall of, not necessarily a wall, but instances where you're not exactly sure where somebody should lie on the spectrum, and this idea of a spectrum is being introduced.
Yeah. Well, and I think we're kind of, you know, people that are being labeled as contextual answers, I think we're sort of giving them a negative bias to them. I think later on when we go back and we look at that, we're sort of predisposing them toward that they did something negative with their answer, which maybe some of them did, but I think some of them, we're not parsing the difference between some of them very well.
Right.
So I noticed that when I was going through, because some of them did use a contextual answer, but they really did get at the correct idea of, and I was wondering about that, why we weren't marking, like, I had a bunch of CCs and CIs as I was doing it. But, you know, just my 2 cents worth.
And this happens all the time in research. You come up with an initial way of trying to categorize things, and it works for some responses, it doesn't work for others, and so it's an iterative process.
Yeah, and the more you do, the more likely you are to keep finding more concerns.
A lot more data to come.
Well, that's right. I mean, and you kind of, it's very natural to kind of do this type of coding, and then it's just back and forth between the data and a coding scheme, and then eventually you get to the stabilization point of, okay, nothing new seems to be being introduced into what I'm finding in the data that would make me need to radically alter the coding scheme. And in qualitative research, we call that kind of a saturation point, that nothing, you're kind of saturating the data and nothing else new is popping up.
Well, what if we did, what if we gave each, what if instead of trying to come up with a single code for each one, we did do two variables like Felicity suggested? We have a variable that is a statistical classification, and then we have a variable that's a contextual classification. And in those, what we would actually be doing for each variable would be their level of understanding, kind of high, medium, or low. So working in that idea of some of them had it kind of right, but they missed it. So they're either demonstrating a high understanding of either the statistical or the conceptual part of the problem. They're understanding a moderate level of either the statistical or the conceptual parts, or they have very low understanding. So basically, the high level would be our current correct, the low level would be our current incorrect, and then it allows for some gray area in the middle with moderate. Then we could also have a fourth category, which is none, to indicate they really had no statistical thought here, or they really had no contextual thought here. So that would kind of be that, the having both of them be a none would kind of swallow up our, like, wild card category. And then, so it is basically taking, it's a new way to look at our current system. And I would say then in this case, so that's thinking of it in terms of correct and incorrect. I guess another way to think of it would be in terms of how much of it they have, and we have to decide if we want to do that. Do they have a lot of context, or do they have a lot of statistical? What do you think should we try to capture both dimensions, both correctness and amount of each of their statistical and their contextual ideas, or do we just want to capture one of those?
I don't think I understand the difference.
Okay. So I guess to some extent, one of the things we were wrestling with is, you know, sometimes someone will have, all right, so there's one answer. I think this was Rachel Dugan. Holly Lynn, do you have the PDF with the comments in them, the students' responses?
If that is in Google Docs, the only PDF that I see in our collection is something called Luggage Class 1, which I think is your question.
Yeah, I think it also has the responses.
Oh, does it? Okay, sorry, then I'll open it up.
So.
Oh, yes, you're right. Okay.
All right. So, Tara, what page did you say Rachel Dugan was on?
She was on 18,
or anyone try to open. So, in my mind, she actually explicitly says sampling. So she has, in my mind, some idea, some statistical representation in this problem, but it's not a lot. However, I think her idea is correct. Even though she doesn't go a lot into and doesn't say explicitly, hey, we needed this to be a random sample, she has a correct idea, but there's not a lot of the statistical aspect of it. In contrast, she has a lot of the contextual aspects. She really seems to understand the bias, but, and I also think that's correct, and so there's more of that. So that's what I guess I mean by correctness versus amount. Does everyone else agree with me, or do you think I'm reading too much into these things?
So going to the categories you just gave us, statistical, high, medium, or low, where would you classify her on statistical?
Well, I was thinking as high, medium, or low as correct, incorrect, I guess. I guess I would classify her overall. I think she has the right idea, so I guess I would classify her as either moderate or high. Some people stated explicitly that they know they need a random sample for a conclusion like this to be valid, and so that would certainly be high in my opinion. She does recognize that you need to consider where the sample is coming from, but then she's not explicit. I don't know how explicit she is. I guess I would give her a statistical high. I guess the way I would classify this under my new one would be a statistical high reasoning and a contextual high reasoning.
And compare that to the one before it, the Brad Clement one?
I have to flip back to Brad's paper.
Is this page 17?
Brad, I would also consider high in both of his understandings here. Because I'm thinking of the high, moderate, low in terms of correct or incorrect. And he, even though he doesn't have a lot about bias in there, he correctly identifies a source of the bias.
It's interesting that all of you marked Rachel as correct. It seems like if you just had textual and statistical without capturing correctness as a separate category, you might miss that, just looking at her response. But you're also running into my personal preference that when doing data collection, it's much better to collect more stuff and then deal with it later, rather than ever having to go back through the data collection.
Yeah. That's why I think it's worth it to spend a lot of time on this set, and so we figure it out so that we're not having to go back and revisit this set later. So let's think in terms of our goal. We want to know, are they being, in some sense, unduly influenced by the context? And we all agree that having some context is not bad, especially in the cases of the non-random sample, because it indicates they really are understanding the idea of bias, because the context, they're kind of identifying a bias. So I don't want to say that context is bad here, which I think we kind of maybe did implicitly build into our original rating system. Mm-hmm. I guess I'm going back to the idea, is it important to track whether they were correct or incorrect? Is it important to know how much of their reasoning was statistical and how much of their reasoning was contextual? What do we really need to answer our research questions? And maybe that's something we should each, because we are coming up, we're actually a little bit after 5 o'clock here, and so I know this is getting into everyone's dinner time and family time. So maybe we should each go back and look at our original research hypotheses and think about what are the truly important dimensions we need to capture. Unless someone has a really strong feeling one way or another that they want to share right now.
I don't have a strong feeling, but something I want to note, if we look at the Matthew Langerich or something like that as the second one, we all gave that a wild card originally. Under our new system, that would change, wouldn't it?
Yeah, probably. So looking at him again. So the reason I gave him a wild card, because it was just like, I mean, he uses statistical terms because he says standard deviation,
right.
He says mean. But, I mean, there's no standard deviations in this problem. And so I wasn't really sure. Like, it seemed like the mention of standard deviation really came in from left field.
But before we said that if they bring up statistical terms, mean, standard deviation, et cetera, while they're off the mark, we would still classify them as some statistical.
Yeah.
At least that's what I wrote down.
I mean, I also think it's important that they use them correctly. Some of the other person said, you know, it would be nice to know the standard deviation to help answer the question. He's actually trying to use one that's not given.
So, yeah, I guess this is an issue. Is this a correct, incorrect issue, or is it something else? Lee, do you have any thoughts?
I'm not sure what to do with these. I'm sorry, what were you asking?
Oh, I was just asking, based on Matthew Lengrich's case, where you thought, because he uses statistical terms in a completely inappropriate way for the problem. So is that just an answer completely out of left field, or is it a statistical answer that's incorrect? And this wasn't to put you on the spot. I just feel like I'm talking a lot. So
no, no, I honestly, I don't know. That one I was just like, I think I thought the same thing you did. It just, where did the standard deviation thing come from?
Well, with our current classification system, we all gave it a wild card.
Yeah.
That's why it was just under the new one.
Under the new one, we'd give it a, like a low statistical.
Or would we give it a none? That's the,
or
yeah.
None. Because, yeah, it is actually, I mean, at least he's thinking about standard deviations away from the mean. He is.
Yeah.
But I don't know, to me it just strikes as something he heard in class and he's just trying to write something down. Like, that's what it struck me as. I mean, I know I'm interpreting way too much out of the what was written down, but...
But you were beginning to know him very well already.
I just, yeah, I think I would still, I would give it.
Well, as a strange question, if this would be useful, if in like the next, let's say, week, if we each would try to come up with a different way of possibly classifying them and we could see if one of them sounds greater or sounds better to try to use.
I think that seems like a good idea.
And that kind of combines with what Harla said, to go back to the original hypotheses and think about what we need and what's important. So add on to that and come up with a
okay.
New system.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah. So if we make that assignment, you know, like in a week, hopefully then over email we might be able to figure out if there's one system between the four that we like best, or if there's good ways of combining different levels.
Yeah, one we can kind of build off of.
And Holly Lynn just sent us references, too.
Yeah, no, I saw that.
So what I did was I just sent you two quick websites where you could at least learn a little bit about the solo taxonomy, and I just am cutting out a place from an article where somebody took the solo taxonomy and for their particular research question teased out for each of the five kind of levels in their taxonomy what somebody's response would be to qualify it for each of the five levels. Just so you can see an example, it's on informal, doing informal inferential reasoning. So I'm going to then also send that to you guys.
What are you guys doing about interviews until we figure this all out?
Oh.
Still haven't.
Well, I actually have interviews scheduled for next week.
Oh, good.
Paul doesn't tape record them primarily.
But my students are asking me, we signed that paper saying we do interviews. When are we doing them?
Soon.
Oh, those eager beavers.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I think every single one of them thinks they're doing interviews. So. But I never said that. I think they just interpreted. It may be a long last week of the semester for me.
Hey, guys, I apologize. I have to run to another meeting. I think this is a good way to proceed to try and get additional things that actually work for your set of students. I almost said patients. All right, well, I'll talk to you later.
Okay. All right, have
Bye.
A good evening.
You too. Bye.
Okay. Do we... please. Just since we have to wrap everything up, do we know what we're doing for all the little deadlines that we have coming up?
Panicking?
Yeah, besides that.
Well, what other deadlines do we have coming up? I guess one of the big deadlines that's left is my SRLT deadline. And that, actually, they moved that up from May 11th to May 1st.
Oh, how nice is it?
You don't need to have any results for it. It's just the kind of like intro and methods section of the paper, which I think I could write. So I just need to sit down and write that. JSM and USCOTS are basically taken care of, right? Like, we don't need to do anything more with the abstract. We just need to work on slides, which we've got time until.
Well, for
like, we said we were going to try and work on that actually right before USCOTS, right?
Okay. I was going to say, I sent an email to Jackie, Tara, about your question about what we're provided with, et cetera. I just haven't heard back yet.
Okay.
So yeah, I'll find out.
Sorry, I just checked my email, and I was like, then I realized who you were talking about.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, why did she just email Jackie? Why didn't she email the rest of us? I understand now.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think in terms of USCOTS and JSM, I think we can safely table them for
okay.
now.
Did we have to have something for JSM?
We have to have something to leave, like as a
yes.
proof of work in progress.
You have to prove
we
to me that you people are working. So, yeah, I think we're good.
Yeah.
So. And I'm the one that has to present it, so really, you know.
Yeah, so we're good. We don't even have to worry about that.
So you really could, you know, make my life miserable and make me do it all. So.
And then I think in terms of the lit review, that's just something, I mean, we have no hard, fast deadline on that, so that's just something we continue working on it as we can, and then hopefully we can, hopefully we'll get some time at USCOTS too where we can maybe make some headway on that. Or once we get, I think once we get our coding scheme down, you know, this process will be kind of long and painful, but once we get it, I think that will really kind of speed everything else up because, well, I think, you know, we'll just have a better idea of what we're doing. I think it is important, though, to take our time with this step because we don't want to get through all of our data analysis and realize we were all, you know, completely coding things completely differently.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be bad.
Yeah. So I think our main focus for this is to just work on this classification scheme. So over the next week, we'll each try and come up with a scheme that we think seems reasonable and propose it to the group. Then we can try reclassifying before the next call, maybe using each scheme, and then decide which scheme we like the best. Does that sound reasonable? So it's kind of a two-stage process.
On that note, though, I was thinking when we each try to develop our own scheme, if we could find one of those students that we already classified that we would classify into that group, it's like an example, that might be good to include. Like, so you know, if I have, here's my developing person, and here's one that I would consider that. So just so we kind of have an idea what that person would be looking at.
I think that sounds like a good idea, too.
I mean, I think examples help a lot versus just trying to think about it.
Okay. Yeah, it's going to be the more, you know, detail we can provide, I think that'll be the more helpful. All right. I actually need to get going. I have two tests to write before tomorrow.
All right, so who is our organizer for the next one? I was organizer for this one.
Me.
All right, so is that 28, okay. That 4?
Does that mean I'm supposed to be synthesizing this one?
I'm recorder.
I did notes on the last one.
I'm synthesizing. Let me just write
that
down.
I was moderating this one, which means I synthesize the next one.
Yeah, and you're always behind me, so I'm synthesizing this one. All right, and I record. All right, sorry.
It says April 28th at 4.
Okay, sure.
That's 2 weeks from now.
That's 2 weeks from now?
Sure.
Yeah, that could work. And then whoever's recording this call, we need to try and pull the recording down off of the website right away. So that
I'm online with Justin right now. I will tell him that we're done, and he'll...
But let's make the 21st our deadline then for sending our scheme to each other.
Okay.
I think that sounds good.
21st.
So I don't have to request the recording when I email to request the 28th? recently?
Oh, no. Well, you should get it. I'm going to.
I've usually put it in there just to be safe.
Okay.
Yeah. I want to make sure they get it down off the web because of the money thing. So.
Yeah. So Justin should hopefully have it soon.
Okay.
All right. Well, have a good evening then, everyone. And we'll be in email touch, and I'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
All right.
All right.
Sounds good.
Bye.
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 Thank you. Please stand by.